The Book of Judges is a record of the declension and apostasy of Israel, covering the period from the death of Joshua to the reign of King Saul. The reason for Israel's failure at that time is clearly stated. The people forsook the Lord, and so the Lord forsook the people, until they repented and came back to him. The author of the book states, "In those days Israel had no king. Everyone did as he saw fit." The outcome was anarchy, idolatry, and crime. When they forsook the Lord their God, the Israelites fell into the same cycle of violence and immorality that characterized the Canaanite nations around them. Then the Lord allowed the enemies of Israel to oppress the people. When they repented, he would send a leader to deliver and govern the nation. The book of Judges ends with an account of a crime committed by the men of the city of Gibeah and the civil war that ensued. The wickedness of the inhabitants of Gibeah proved that some cities in Israel had sunk to the level of Sodom and Gomorrah that God had destroyed by fire at the time of Abraham. There was a Levite who lived in the hill country of Ephraim, and he took a concubine from Bethlehem in Judah. But the woman left him and went back to her father's house. The Levite took his servant and a couple of donkeys and returned to Bethlehem to fetch her. The girl's father welcomed the Levite and persuaded him to stay for several days. Finally, the man left with his concubine and set out on the journey home. As night was falling, they came to Gibeah in Benjamin and sat in the city square. No one invited them into his home, except an old man who was returning from his work in the fields. When he saw them, he said, "You are welcome at my house, only don't spend the night in the city square." While they were eating and drinking, the men of the city surrounded the house, shouting out that they wanted the owner's guest so they could lie with him. The old man went outside and tried to reason with them. "This man is my guest," he said. "Don't do this wicked thing." Then he made the same incomprehensible offer that Lot, Abraham's nephew, had made to the men of Sodom. "Here is my virgin daughter, and this man's concubine," said the old man. "I will bring them out, and you can do to them whatever you wish." The men of Gibeah would not listen, so the Levite took his concubine and sent her outside. The men of the city abused her all night, and in the morning she fell dead in the doorway of the house, with her hands on the threshold. When the Levite found her, he put her on his donkey and set out for home. On arriving, he cut her body into 12 pieces and sent them to all the tribes of Israel. Then all the Israelites assembled before the Lord in Mizpah, a town on the northern boundary of Benjamin. The leaders of the people took their places in the assembly and told the Levite to explain what had happened. When they heard what the men of Gibeah had done, they decided to attack the wicked city. But first they sent messengers throughout the tribe of Benjamin, ordering the people to surrender the men of Gibeah who had committed the crime. The Benjamites would not listen to their fellow Israelites. Instead, they mobilized their fighting men, and civil war broke out, during which thousands perished, and the guilty tribe was almost wiped out. In spite of a much smaller army, the Benjamites at first overcame the Israelites on the battlefield, and 22,000 swordsmen died. On the second day, another 18,000 perished. The Israelites and all the people went to Bethel to weep before the Lord. They fasted and presented burnt offerings and mourned. Then they inquired of the Lord and were told that God would give them the victory. This time Israel set an ambush around Gibeah. The Benjamites were drawn away from the city, and the men who had been lying in wait entered, put the whole town to the sword, and set it on fire. The men of Benjamin realized the disaster had come upon them and fled. The Israelites chased them and cut them down. Only 600 escaped into the desert. Then the Israelites put all the towns in Benjamin to the sword and set the villages on fire. When the fighting ended, the people realized that a tribe in Israel had been all but wiped out, and they grieved before the Lord. It was decided that wives were to be given to the 600 Benjamites who had escaped. This was not easy, as the Israelites had taken an oath never to give their daughters to a Benjamite. Finally, however, they found a means of providing 600 young girls for the men of Benjamin without going back on their word, so that a tribe would not be missing in Israel. And the Benjamites rebuilt the towns and settled in them. Next episode, the Book of Ruth.